midshipmen in Blades' camp eyed the ford and the swarming engineers setting wooden pylons for Lady's temporary bridge. "Everybody's gone crazy." He laid a finger between his lips and wiggled it furiously while saying, "Why the hell should I be any different?" Chapter 35. "That's it," I said. "I've had it." I'd just gotten word that a Vedna priest, Iman Ul Habna Adar, had ordered Vedna construction workers to abandon my camp and report for work on that absurd city wall. It was the second defection of the day. The Guni contingent had walked an hour after starting time. "The Shadar won't show tomorrow. They finally decided to test me, Narayan. Assemble the archers. Ram, send those messages I had the scribes prepare." Narayan's eyes got big. He could not get himself moving. He did not believe I would do it.
"Mistress, move."
They went. I prowled, trying to walk off my anger. I had no reason to be mad. This was no surprise. The cults had given me no grief since I had taken care of Tal. That meant they were working things out between them before they tested me again. I took advantage of the respite, recruiting 200 men a day. I got the camp established in temporary form. The stonework of the fortress, meant to replace it, was well started. I gotten some of the men through the first stages of their training. I had cajoled or extorted weapons and animals and money and materials from the Prabhrindra Dra. In that area, I had more than I needed. I had stretched my talent considerably. I was still no threat even to smoke, but my progress excited me. The big negatives were the dreams and an incessant mild nausea I could not shake. It might be the water at the campsite, though it persisted when I returned to the city. Probably it was mostly reaction to lack of sleep. I refused to yield to the dreams. I refused to pay attention. I made them something to be suffered through, like boils. Someday I would have the chance to do something about them. Then balances would be redressed. I watched my messengers trot toward town. Too late to back down now. Succeed or fail, I would get their attention. Ram helped me don my armor. 100 men watched. The barracks remained as overcrowded as ever, though I had moved 5,000 men to the campsite.
"More volunteers than I know what to do with, Ram,"
he grunted.
"Lift your arm, mistress."
I raised both, and spied Narayan pushing through the press. He looked like he had seen a ghost. "What is it?"
"The Prabhrindra Dra is here, by himself. He wants to see you."
He tried to whisper, but men heard. Words spread.
"Quiet, all of you."
"Here? Where?"
"I told Abda to bring him around the long way."
That was thoughtful, Narayan.
"Keep working, Ram."
Narayan fled before Abda brought the prince. I started in on the appropriate public courtesies. He said,
"Forget that. Can you clear this out some? I'd like a little privacy."
"Fire drill.
Something. You men outside. Abda, see to it."
The crowd started moving reluctantly. The prince eyed Ram. I said,
"Ram stays. I can't get dressed without him." "Surprised to see me?"
"Yes."
"Good. It's time somebody surprised you."
I just looked at him. He demanded, "What's all